Okay, look, my only objection to the whole pay issue with Symbion is that Rob is going to get a big whacking payout to leave us, basically. He was going to get close to $6 million, and we're obviously going to have the write-back, the accounting write-back as a result. So I just have a bit of a problem with these takeovers where two CEOs and their boards get together to negotiate a takeover, and the one who's going to stop working gets a massive payout. Now, a lot of us would have said we'd prefer to have Rob, who's got a terrific record, continuing to run our assets. And the situation we now have with a moving forward basis is that we're going to save millions of dollars and continue to have his services. So I know the annual report talks about Healthscope requested that the Symbion board approve this massive payout. And I'm just wondering, in terms of remuneration going forward, Rob's a guy who in the press we've read that he made something like $14 million out of the main hospital's private equity play. He's then come back for a second go with some other main assets, and he was going to get $6 million this time. Now he's back with us. Obviously, he'd be pretty upset about that he was about to get a big payout and now is back running the business. How is the board managing his contract given all of that? I mean, have you had to renegotiate? Are you anticipating having to renegotiate a retention payment or some form of adjustment to his contract because the opportunity that did present won't be there? And if we do get taken over by Primary, Rob's going to be millions of dollars worse off than if the Healthscope deal had gone through, because Dr. Ed is not going to give him a cent more than his contract, whereas this board had approved millions of dollars more above his contract. So how have you managed Rob's contract going forward? And yeah, that's the question.
Yeah, it's a fair question. I have to say, I personally was delighted to have the board that Robert Cook agreed to take this on. I have no idea how much money he made at Affinity, I'm happy to say, but certainly he didn't have to do this job, and he chose to do it because he feels very passionately about health and about health companies, and he believed that he could make a real contribution to it. And I think that we have been greatly fortunate for the fact that he has provided that leadership. The view that the board took, and the board, we did say that the request came from Healthscope, but we reviewed it and we thought that given what he had given up to come to us, and given the fact that he had not had the opportunity to build the value in his LTIs and things over the period of time, that the arrangements that we had contemplated were fair and appropriate in all circumstances, and we actually had that tested, and that was the view that we took. One fantastic thing about the CEO, if I could say a very personal remark to him, he is really good at dealing with personal issues. He's much more interested in his team than himself. Broadly, I have never had any difficulty in doing anything. As he says to me normally, he said, this is the issue, but basically, you know, Chairman, if you think something is fair or not fair, I can leave it to you make the call. And that's been consistently his view all the way along. Now, we have got the challenge of retaining, retaining all our key staff, the board, and you know, in a difficult environment, and the board will continue to be. We have actually discussed this many times. The Remuneration Committee has met on a parallel line to the board, I think, so Dr. Blackburn has also earned his keep, in actually making sure that in these difficult times that the really key staff members are retained in the business, because you know that there's a period of corporate instability, but that your competitors look over your senior ranks, and part of our job is to make sure that when we look you in the eye and say we have strong businesses and strong managements, that we actually have them continue to be committed. But really, I think given the last 12 months, the commitment of the senior management has been fantastic, and I'm really proud to have been part of it.